Hey watch fans, are you in the market for a pilot watch? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 Watches are styled, designed, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. To order your Kingsley 1945 watch today, please first go to their website at www.kingsley1945.com. Once you pick out what you like, please email me your requests at amitdavehond@gmail.com. Since I am a distributor for the West Coast for Kingsley 1945 watches, I will make sure that your watch gets processed, ordered, and shipped within 3 to 4 weeks. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to recap what happened in 2015. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. It's about 7:15 in the morning on January 1st, 2016. Happy New Year to all of you out there. I hope you had a very, very good night. You drank a lot, you were safe, and you were with the people you loved. Personally, I was a little bit under the weather. I didn't end up going out this year. For me, for those of you who know me, every day is like New Year's Eve. I live in Las Vegas, and I'm privy to have friends in the industry and the best restaurants and the best bars and the best places in the world, and I get treated so well. So it was kind of nice to just let the world go by and reflect on the year. I first want to pay my condolences to a rock legend, Lemmy Kilmister. For those of you who don't know, quickly on a side note, Lemmy was a legend. He was a warrior. He was an icon in the music world, especially in the world of his genres crossed a lot, but metal and punk. He was the front man of the iconic group Motorhead. And, Lemmy passed away at the age of 70, and he will sorely be missed by the entire world. He was a true legend in the sense that he was one of the few people who, meant what he said. He said what was on his mind, and very few people in the music industry, actually have the balls to do that. A lot of people are pretentious. A lot of people say one thing and do another, but he was one of those guys that was totally, gunslinger, head of his time, pioneer, influenced so many bands. Even the group Metallica said that, they were purely in, the band would not exist if it weren't for Lemmy and Motorhead. And he crossed genres. Like, usually if you're a metal band, you stay in that category, but he crossed so many genres, from metal to rock to punk. He just was a true rock and roll star in so many ways. Ozzy Osbourne said that he was his hero. But he will sorely be missed, and I just wanted to pay my condolences to a true rock legend, and I loved his music. The song Ace of Spades, which I'm going to play a little bit for you right now, is an example of his greatness. He was a British musician. He was unapologetic about what was on his mind, and he stuck by it. And the world lost a true hero in the music world. And I just wanted to, first and foremost, music is just as big a passion of mine as watches. So I first wanted to address that. I wanted to basically take the time to really go over what happened in the world of watches and personally what happened to me in 2015. So many great things happened, so many wonderful and amazing, phenomenal things. If we start out in the beginning of 2015, I had an amazing event at, as being the Luxury Timepiece Concierge at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. They're extremely supportive. We had a watch and scotch event with Glenlivet Scotch. It was a private event. It was by invitation only, And, you know, if you were part of the event or came to the event, thank you for coming. Thank you for showing your support. We had a Scotch Master from Glenlivet on hand. We had Kingsley 1945 watches, my business partner, Ramon Kingsley. I want to thank him for his support and his, you know, just being an overall amazing person and supporting everything I do. He was a sponsor of the event as well. And, you know, people who came could, you know, sample some amazing scotches, some amazing different year scotches, and try on some amazing Kingsley 1945 watches. Ramon Kingsley also surprised me and whoever was there by showing up. And, you know, there were some people there who had some, who were, you know, definitely clients who had purchased some Kingsley 1945 watches. So people got to meet the man that assembled their watch. It was a very, very cool experience. So I, you know, on behalf of the Mandarin Oriental and behalf of, you know, myself, I would like to thank Kingsley 1945 watches. I'd like to thank Glenlivet Scotch for making it such a memorable evening and such a wonderful night and such an impactful one. So that was a great way that we started the year off. And even before that, you know, SIHH in January released some amazing things from Panerai and IWC and Vacheron and Lange and all the great brands owned by the Richemont Group. So, you know, that was truly an amazing introduction to the year. And, you know, we're, that time is upon us again. So I'm very excited for that for this year. But definitely it was a great 2015. You know, and then, of course, after that, we had March, April, we had Basel with the introduction of Tudor, came out with the North flag, and they also came out with the Pelagos with their own in-house movements. That was a huge, huge deal for Tudor, a huge deal for the watch industry. I think they were one of the only brands, in my opinion, unless you look at, you know, Tag with their smartwatch, that came out with something really cool and something really impactful and something that people are still talking about. You know, a watch in the $3,000 to $5,000 range that was just relaunched in 2013. I'm talking about Tudor coming out with their own in-house movement, and keeping it in that price range that we love. That was a huge thing, for them. And then of course, you know, in June, we did a end of May, beginning of June, we did a very nice event again at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas with the Rob Report and this boutique vineyard from Sonoma that came and represented themselves and did a wine pairing. We had a dinner and we had some watchmakers there from MB&F. We had the president of Parmigiani Watches. We had you know, on hand, a veteran in the watch industry, Mike Margolis, who represents Haute Lance watches and some other brands. And we even had my friend Jean-Marie Schaller, who's become a friend, and he's actually the founder of the brand Louis Moinet. And I interviewed him. That was a wonderful thing as well. Romain Gauthier, who's an independent watchmaker, who won an award for the GPHG for 2014. That was amazing. So, you know, that was a really fun, an amazing way, mid-year sort of to keep going. And then, you know, for me personally, it was unbelievable because, you know, I was able to, you know, I sold a very expensive Panerai, you know, the PAM 518, the 1940 in platinum, one of 50 pieces, made an amazing new client. I went to the Andy Warhol Museum for the first time, which was a lifelong dream of mine, had an amazing time, went to New York, realized that New York, I'm not done with that city. I need to keep going. I need to keep getting inspired. I need to keep getting ideas, creativity, passion, and love. And that totally ignited that. And my cousin lives in Jersey and was kind enough to host me on more than three or four different occasions for, you know, a few days at a time. And I'm not done there. I definitely want to keep going back. That was amazing for me as well. I got some amazing insight, did some more interviews with my good friend Randy Brandoff from 11 James, which is a private membership club where you can try before you buy. Check out www.11elevenjames.com. I was even able to go to see Paul Weller, who's also a rock god, mod god. He's an amazing guy. He's used to be in a band called The Jam and The Style Council. I went and saw him at Terminal 5 in New York with one of my best friends. That was an amazing time. I even had the chance to, you know, interview my friend again, you know, the guy who created and founded Martin Arrow Watches, John Tarantino. We did a follow-up interview on the new collection before it even came out, which is called The Ascent and The Marquee. I got to see the collection before anyone else. We met up for a drink, and it was great. We met at the Ace Hotel. We talked about it. We met actually on several different occasions, but I want to thank John Tarantino as well as Randy Brandoff of 11 James for giving me their time and for always lending their support to this podcast and as friends. It was great. I definitely, you know, again, saw another one of my clients, Ted Wolf. Ted and I met again in June when I was there. He did a podcast interview as well. That was amazing and wonderful and awesome. We had a great time. He's become a good client, good friend. He's bought two watches for me. He just purchased another watch for his wife. So I'd like to thank Ted. He's been an amazing, amazing resource and an amazing support for me as well. And then of course, you know, we get into the fall and, you know, I back to back knocked it out. Some amazing, you know, dreams of mine that I had of interviewing Elliot Easton from the legendary rock band or new wave band, The Cars. I know him affectionately as Uncle Elliot. He was kind enough to give me more than an hour of his time. I interviewed him. We talked about music. We talked about watches. We talked about family. We talked about Andy Warhol. We talked about Les Paul. We talked about so many incredible and amazing things. I was also able to interview Andy Warhol's nephew, Donald Warhol, which was a massive dream. It was the closest I'll ever get to Andy Warhol. We discussed his uncle's collection of watches. A lot of people don't even know that Andy Warhol had 200 watches in his entire collection. We talked about his uncle, his art, his effect on society. And, you know, he worked for his uncle as well and the family. We talked about a lot of cool things. So I will definitely include links to that, those two. And the third podcast for me, that they're all special, regardless if they're famous, not famous, clients, non-clients, presidents of watch brands, my thoughts, they're all special to me, but these ones really stood out. The last one that I was impactful for me for the year was Praz from the Fugees, two-time Grammy winner, you know, philanthropist, documentarian, just an amazing guy. We talked watches, we talked about hip-hop, we talked about, you know, how watches have changed. I want to thank my good friend Trisha Lum for making that happen. It's amazing how the whole thing unfolded. I will also include the link to that so you can hear that. And then, of course, Tudor released the, you know, they made a one-off watch for only auction watch, which benefits Duchenne muscular dystrophy. They made a one-off piece, which is very reminiscent of a piece from 1954. It's almost an exact reproduction of that watch. They made a one-off piece, and it went for over 120 times its estimated value. Of over $350,000 for auction, which was staggering. And Patek Philippe, of course, as well. They made a one-off piece in steel of a perpetual that, for only auction watch, that went for about $7 million today, the most expensive watch in history. And then October 15th, Tudor listened to their fans and made a production version of the only auction watch, and called the Tudor Black Bay Black, which is now, part of the main, Tudor Black Bay collection. I was able to get one for myself. And, you know, just reuniting myself with family members and always being busy and always having the support of my fans. And I just want to thank you all for making it such a special year for me and for supporting what I do and believing in what I do and all the mediums that I publish on a weekly basis, from my newsletters to my blog to my, you know, my podcast that I'm doing right now to my videos. I mean, it's just, this is a lifelong dream for me to be able to do this. Is a dream for me to be able to do it in the way I do it. You know, I don't work for anyone. I work for myself. But I couldn't do it without the help of my authorized dealers. And those of you who are my authorized dealers know who you are. You all are very special and important to me, and you all allow me to make a decent living and do what I love to do, which is guide, assist, and make sure that you, my clients, get what they want and do this with passion and love and not charge you, my client, any additional cost to do this. I'm also very grateful to the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas for making me the world's first concierge for watches. It legitimizes what I do in so many ways, and their support is just, I can't even thank them enough. I still pinch myself, and it's been 2 years that I've been the official concierge for watches at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. And I want to do more things like with the Mandarin to innovate and to push the envelope and to educate people and to bring watches to the forefront. And you know, I'm extremely grateful to all of you, you know, for all of you out there, you know, who don't know what I do. You know, I'm a luxury timepiece concierge. I help my clients get the best watches at the most competitive prices, all from authorized retailers at no additional cost to you. I do all the work for you. And, you know, that's just that I love doing more than anything. But I'll tell you, the thing I love the most is being able to connect with you, my clients, to be able to sit down, to be able to guide you, to be able to know what makes you tick, to be able to understand you as a person, to be able to get inside your head a little bit, to know what you like, what you don't like, to be able to read you, to be able to find out new things that I may not have known before. I've been doing this for over 25 years, and, you know, I have to say, you know, there's this, at a certain point you say, oh yeah, I've seen everything, but then you get pleasantly surprised, and that's what makes me want to do this every day. It's not the routine of it. It's not the memory of it. Sure, that's great, but it's the nuances. It's the subtleties. It's the fact that everybody's so different. It's the fact that everybody's so, you know, incredibly much an individual. And it's the fact that I engage with people differently and I find out different things, not just about people I work with, but myself. And it takes a whole team. Even though I'm alone, I can't do it alone. I have so many relationships, and those relationships are so important. And without those relationships, I couldn't make what I make happen on a daily basis. So there you have it, folks. I want to thank you for all that you do, for all your support, for all that your attention, and for making me, letting me do what I do every day, because I wouldn't do anything else. I do it with passion and love, and I do it for you. Please don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions at 702-608-0251. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Please feel free to visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I'd like to thank my sponsor and business partner, Ramon Kingsley of Kingsley 1945 Watches. If you want an American-made pile of watch, go to www.kingsley1945.com. Place your orders with me today at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I'd like to thank Chalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. And sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll put the link down below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.